Hey, there we are. Welcome to It Is Your Call. It's Your Call with John Milkey. That would be me, but it's your call, and that would be you. 613-604-6464 is the number. You can call, you can text, 613-604-6464. There's also a webcam link that is posted at itsyourcall.ca, I-T-S, yourcall.ca. Hein is with us. Hein's been busy doing a lot of truck driving lately. Hasn't been able to join us for a lot. Also, I haven't been here a lot, so let's take care of that first. A little bit of housekeeping, if you would. Apologies. I know, radio, and this is, okay, it's radio that's not on the radio. It's habit forming, and you come to expect the show here. You tune in on Monday, and there is no show. What's going on? You tune in again yesterday. There's no show. For those who, you know, just need a reminder or maybe not aware, I am someone who lives with a mental illness. I have severe depression. I have unbelievable anxiety sometimes. And one of the things that I am most guilty of is completely taking on more than I can chew when it comes to work. And I work 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 and I exhaust myself. And that just affects depression in ways that I can't even begin to explain. So the last couple of days, come 2 o'clock, I just hit the wall. My day starts off, I do a show for Sarasota. I do a show, Carrie the Milkman. I get that produced. I'm responsible for the podcast. Not making excuses, but it's become a lot. And the last few days, maybe it's the holidays, you know, et cetera, just sort of, you know, you relax a little too much sometimes, maybe, and then you get, you know, get back amped up and into the routine of things. And anyway, so my apologies for the last couple of days. That's just where I've been. And going forward, that may happen again. It's just the life that I live and the curse that I have. It's not really a curse. It's just, it's part of having a mental illness. All right. So there's that. And thank you, by the way, for those who have messaged me regarding the podcast. The podcast listenership is huge. Y'all like this stuff on demand. And somebody brought to my attention that on the Blast the Radio app, it wasn't updating. The latest episodes weren't showing up. So I fixed that, or so I thought. What I ended up doing is completely butchering the feed. And nothing was showing up. I resolved that late last night. My mother-in-law was wondering, where is the show? Well, when mother-in-law is upset, you you take action. Anyway, it is back on our app now. It's also on Spotify, Apple, Google. And you just go to itsyourcall.ca. I know a lot of people still don't understand how to get to a podcast. If you just go to itsyourcall.ca, the website, you can just click play on any episode, and there it is. All right, so let's get going, shall we? And let me start the show by asking you this. Dear God, just what does it take to piss you off? What does it take to get you angry? Because, I mean, you're cracking jokes and stuff on social media. You know, you're kind of throwing your hands up in the air. I know you're frustrated, but there is no anger. I'm not seeing any anyway as it pertains to the blasted LRT. Here we go again. Now, I mean, maybe you are upset. I think if you use public transit in this town, you're upset. But I'm not seeing the anger. I'm not hearing it. And worse yet, is it just me or are things really, really quiet from City Hall? Like crickets. What the hell is going on? So last night was my first chance to sort of see the impact of all of this. I do a regular Tuesday night comedy show. I'm not doing comedy. I produce the show, but it's at a restaurant called No Forks Given. It's right across from the main campus at Ottawa U. I was driving up King Edward yesterday, okay, coming from the south end of Ottawa, heading up King Edward. I could not believe the traffic. I thought I was in the parking lot after a hockey game. I was not moving. Nobody was moving. King Edward was a log jam. And on the sidewalks, right in front of campus, I mean, hundreds upon hundreds of people on the sidewalk. I thought, What are they protesting? I was looking for signs. I didn't know the students were on strike. I didn't know the faculty was on strike. What's going on? Well, they're not on strike. Those were people, students, employees at Ottawa U, just standing there waiting for the bus. Because the LRT wasn't coming, they had to find buses to service those routes. I couldn't get over the pile of people standing there. Now, I have a niece who is living with us here. She's going to Ottawa U. I knew on Monday, her first day back, I drove her to the OC Transpo Park and Ride, and she was there in plenty of time to catch her bus. Couldn't get on the bus. She could not get on the bus. Had to wait for the next one. Even that one, she almost couldn't get on. They were stuffed full of people. Like, they could not get one more person in the door. She was near tears. Dreaded having to do that and come home. So yesterday, her classes were done around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. She chose instead, she's going to hang out at a friend's dorm room until around 10 o'clock when I was done producing the comedy show, just to avoid having to deal with the bus situation. That's a 7-hour wait. When someone is prepared to spend 7 hours waiting in the comfort of someone's dorm room, but just in order to avoid public transit, we got a problem. I couldn't get over the pile of people standing outside Ottawa U yesterday just waiting on a replacement bus to come and get them. And the buses are jammed. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. In case you're not familiar with the story, let's go through it again. The LRT was down for 6 days. Let's call it a week. Why? Well, because there was snow. I know, that never happens in Ottawa. How could the designers of this system possibly have anticipated that we could maybe possibly deal with some snow on the choo-choo train tracks? Oh, yes, and there was ice, too. Yep. Oh, nobody told us there was ice when we designed this thing. Yeah, we put hydro lines in that can't handle ice. We put hydro lines in that are going to spark and flame and fall crashing to the earth the minute electricity touches the ice. Oh, okay. Weird. But wait. The train stopped running because there was too much snow. The train stopped running because it couldn't get electricity because the hydro lines were down. Here's a solution, said someone in authority. Let's get another train to go up the tracks and push the disabled train out of the way. You know, the disabled train that can't go anywhere because snow and ice. And I'm not an engineer. I don't know exactly the situation, but this is how I'm interpreting it. What are your thoughts on this? 613-604-6464. Some of y'all are posting your comments right now on social media, and I will get those in a little bit. But that was the solution. Got a train that broke down because of the snow, because of the ice. Special constables had to be there to escort people off the train. 37 people had to walk and walk and walk and walk and walk. All right, Heinz setting me straight. He says, actually, John, it was downed lines in the system that didn't respond to the de-icing measures that worked at either ends. Well, I mean, for whatever. Okay, thank you. I mean, it's insanity. So we sent another train to push that train out of the way, even though that train couldn't move because snow, ice, hydro lines, blah, blah. It didn't work. Now we got two trains stuck. So let's send a third. And now the whole system is down for a week. What in the hell does it take to get you pissed off in this city? I don't get it. Ottawa's transit general manager, Renee Almacare, said that an investigation into the root cause is underway. Well, gosh, that's reassuring. another investigation. How many of those do we have ongoing right now as to why this doesn't work and that doesn't work? And it's just, it's investigation after investigation after investigation. I'm tired. She says the ice buildup on the track's center portion near Tremblay and U Ottawa stations became, quote, too much for us to handle. I'm sorry? What? How is... And look, that was... We got some snow. And we got some ice. It was nothing compared to snow and ice storms we've seen in years previous. Let's talk about the actual ice storm. Let's talk about the snow we got even a couple of weeks ago. Like, you know, 3 or 4 feet in the span of a few hours. This is what happens in Ottawa and has happened in Ottawa since before I was born in Ottawa in 1969. It snows here. We have ice here. We invite people to come and enjoy our ice on the canal. Come enjoy our ice. Wait, ice? Huh. Yeah, it became too much for us to handle. But nobody seems pissed off. Here's a question. The public service, as best as I can understand, begins working from their offices again beginning next week, at least a couple of days a week. Right? So through COVID and up until now, we haven't had the same kind of public transit ridership that we used to pre-COVID. Thank goodness. But the public service workers are back to their offices at least for a couple of days a week. Here comes the slow build, the slow climb back, and they're going to be using the public transit system. What happens, not if, but what happens when? I'm not even saying if, when. What happens when the LRT breaks down again and we've got a couple, like 50,000, however many public service workers trying to get in and out of the downtown core and can't? Because, oh, the ice and the snow became too much for us to handle. The thing that really bothers me, and I've gone looking, where is City Hall in any of this? Mark Sutcliffe, I love you, man. I do. I consider you a friend. And I do not envy for a minute what you have had to take on since being elected mayor. And you knew this going in. I know you did. You signed up for this. And I applaud you for wanting to take it on, and I don't envy it. But Mark, where the hell have you been through this 6 days of no LRT? I'm told he was on CTV News the other day and said something. But I'm sorry, I'm not watching CTV News. I'm busy. I'm working my ass off. I'm following social media feeds. I'm reading some stuff online. You know, okay, so let's go through the social media feeds. The mayor of this city, Mark Sutcliffe, again, a friend. I voted for Mark Sutcliffe. I believe he is the right person, but he hasn't posted anything on his Twitter since January 7th. We are the 11th today. The last thing he posted was a selfie he took with the owner of a new vegan beauty salon. That's great. That's nice. And sure enough, he's being lambasted in the comments about just that. That's lovely, Mark. But what about the train? And since then, he hasn't posted anything. Probably, he's probably been advised. You know what? Stop posting things right now because it's not doing you any favors. But is that what you want from your mayor? 6 days of a $2.1 billion train that hasn't worked since day one that he ran to say, I'm the person to find solutions I want the job of trying to fix this. And he has said nothing on his Twitter feed, and he's not the only one. My counselor is Jessica Bradley. Jessica was in Diane Dean's office for the longest time. So did we really get a change here in this part of the city? Anyway, Jessica Bradley, I've checked her Twitter. She retweeted an item about the housing status declaration on January 2nd. And that's, by the way, very important. Make sure you do that. Otherwise, though, as I scanned Jessica Bradley's feed, there's nothing about the LRT. Not a word. Steve DeRoche. Credit where credit is due. Steve DeRoche did at least retweet some OSTI Transpo information yesterday. Sean Menard. He's been on council for a while. Nothing on his Twitter feed since December 25th. And by the way, Sean, Merry Christmas to you, too. Thank you so much for posting that on Twitter for us. Could you maybe update me on the damn train? Nothing. Nothing. Glenn Gower. Someone else. I've worked with Glenn. Nice guy. I like Glenn a lot. Does some really cool stuff for Stittsville. January 7th, he posted a video on his Facebook feed inviting people to sign up for winter parking alerts. Okay, do that. And he talks about the LRT repairs that would be continuing that weekend. Other than that, nothing. Clark Kelly, newly elected to council. Credit where credit is due. Clark Kelly did at least retweet OC Transpo information yesterday. Tim Tierney, someone I thought I was good friends with, or at least friendly with, someone who's hired me to do some work. Tim, you're not even replying to me on Facebook anymore. You're not even acknowledging the comments I make on your Facebook anymore. What the hell happened, Tim? Because I have a talk show now? Because I might say things? Because I might make people aware of things? I don't know, Tim. I can only read between the lines, Tim, because you're not talking to me, Tim. Oh, by the way, Tim Tierney, you're someone who I have always said and always told people, Tim Tierney at least keeps his constituents aware of what's going on. You're very good at social media, Tim Tierney. So why then has there been diddly squat, cock-a-poo-poo-pee-pee-zilch on your Facebook or your Twitter feed? Oh, you did congratulate Team Canada on their win. I saw that. Tim, you're one of the best at city council, at social media. Could you say something? At least some of the other councilors retweeted. That's the very least. Boop, it's like one thumb. Boop, retweet. Nothing. New council was sworn in November 15th. For all intents and purposes, 2 months. If you were 2 months into your job and you weren't, let's say you were in the business of communications, guess what? City councilors are kind of in the business of communications. And you hadn't communicated to anyone about anything really of consequence in those 2 months. Would you be in a job? We're 2 months in now. So here's the question I have for you on It's Your Call today. What are your expectations from council on this? The mayor and members of the council. Never mind OC Transpo. That's a whole other conversation. But your elected officials, who we just put into office 2 months ago, they're awfully quiet. Hundreds of students outside Ottawa U, never mind people who actually work downtown who are in the same situation and at every single bloody transitway bus stop, standing out there waiting to be packed in like sardines on alternate transportation because the train we bought ain't working again. What are your expectations from council on this? And what do you want to hear that you're not hearing? It's your call, 613-604-6464. You can text, you can call the show. The show, by the way, is brought to you by McCarthy Automotive. Hey, congratulations, McCarthy Automotive, nominated for Best Auto Repair at Faces Magazine 2023. So it's not just me telling you how great McCarthy Automotive is. Obviously, there are other folks out there who have had great service as well and are willing to go so far as to nominate them for awards. Listen, for tires, batteries, man, if they could fix the LRT, believe me, that would be, maybe that's what we need to do. I don't know that they're licensed to fix trains. At this point, I don't care. I'd like to give them a shot because, boy, they sure fix cars right. McCarthy Automotive, 1150 Heron Road, McCarthyAutomotive.ca. By the way, thanks as well. This show, It's Your Call, is nominated for Best Podcast. The other show I'm doing, Carrie and the Milkman, nominated Best Podcast. Several other of the team members here on BlastTheRadio.com nominated, and the radio station overall. We were voted Best Radio Station in Ottawa last year. Voting begins on Sunday. We will have links up for McCarthy Automotive, for all of our performers on BTR who are nominated, etc., on BlastTheRadio.com in the next little while and on It'sYourCall.ca. So, back to the question. What are your expectations from council on this? Because so far they've said pretty much nothing. 6 days without this major infrastructure investment. 6 days of it being stuck because, oh, it became too much for us to handle. What do you want to hear that you're not hearing? Hine says, I have no dog in this fight. Good luck, Ottawa. Well, you do, though. You may not use it, and even, you know, you may not be a resident of Ottawa, but your taxes, provincially and federally, are part of this. You, as a tax-paying citizen of this country, have made an investment in this. It should piss you off that the damn thing doesn't work. If you bought a roller skate that didn't work, you'd be more angry than people seem to be at the LRT not working. Or is that it? The LRT just hasn't worked in so long. We just laugh at it now. We don't even care to get it fixed. Now it's just forget about it. Well, I mean, if that's the way you feel, then why are we building phase two? Why? That makes no sense to me. Should we not be demanding that that stop then? 613-604-6464. It's your call. What's your name?
Julie.
Hello, Julie. Oh, you're a public service worker. You're going to have to start heading downtown for a couple of days a week. How do you feel about this?
Oh, this is going to be a disaster. Come next week, we are going back 2 to 3 days a week. So traffic's going to increase immensely. Not hearing. Like, my counselor is Alan Hubley, and he hasn't tweeted since November.
November?
November.
Not even like Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays? Thanks for voting for me.
Nothing. We've heard nothing from
him. Go Team Canada. Go. At least Tim Tierney cheered on Team Canada.
Right. and I think it's going to... I just think it's going to be a complete disaster. I think one of the things that we should be doing is messaging our counselors and saying, you need to get on the bus when the LRT is down and during rush hour and go east to west and see how frustrating it is for our students, our people, to get home during the rush hour time, how to get on these buses, Julie, how long Julie, they have to wait.
Julie.
Hold on. Julie, I know they won't do it.
You are being incredibly mean, insisting that one of our city counselors or the mayor actually risk their life and get on the train? Julie, who wishes that upon another human being?
I'm not saying get on the train. I'm saying when the train is down, get on the bus. That the replacement bus is trying to get on one of those.
Face the music. Face the music. Be there with us. Yeah.
Face the music. Feel go the down pain. To Ottawa. You go down to Carleton University and try to get on one of those buses and see how long it takes you to get to Kanata or Orleans from there. I challenge, actually, if they're listening, I challenge them to do it.
Amen.
Because when it takes you 2 hours to get home in the cold, and when transit's not working and we're paying for this, we've been paying for this a long time and we don't have proper transit in the city, and now you're sending all your government workers back to work, you're just causing a disaster.
Julie, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. That's all it would take for me. It would placate me. You know, I would be very, very happy just if it was the mayor, if it was one of the city councilors. You know, like I said, there had to be close to 1,000 students outside Ottawa University last night, lined up on the sidewalk, waiting to be packed into a bus. All it would take is for one of the counselors or the mayor to stand there with the people behind them, point the phone at themselves, and take a selfie of that. Here I am. I'm listening to the concerns. I'm seeing it for myself. I saw nothing. Nothing of the sort. No, but hey, a new vegan nail salon. Fantastic, right?
Right. Doesn't make sense to me. I mean, this LRT is a joke. I think the Save Ottawa has become numb to it. Just like it's a joke. Every time we see it, it's a joke. Everyone just kind of laughs it off and just be like, yeah, okay, it's never going to work. And why do we keep building this thing? And it's a waste of money. And I think now we just need to hold people accountable. And if it's the new city council, then you need to be held accountable and you need to keep telling the public what they'll be doing every single day, every single minute, every single hour. Because
take some action. Take some action. Exactly. Do something.
Because being quiet is pissing people off. And
it's pissing me off. I'm glad to hear you say it's pissing you off, because it's been quietly pissing me off for days now. I can't get over the lack of communication from our elected officials on their social media feeds on this. It's bullshit.
And I think people of Ottawa just try to, you know, keep themselves and be like, they grumble to their friends and family members, but they just don't grumble to the right people.
We gotta
stop
that.
And I think it's time that we, and that's what they do. That's how people of Ottawa are. I've lived here all my life. They just grumble to their neighbors and whatever. But I think we need to start grumbling to our new city council that we just voted in. We voted these people in. Let's get them on board and be like, you need to fix this, and you need to fix this now, because, you know, we're all going back to work. We're all going.
My expectation is not even that they fix it. My expectation at this point is make me believe that you're at least invested in trying to find solutions so we can begin to fix this. I don't even have the confidence that anybody is even thinking along those lines right now. Like, have they been told just to shut their mouths on this and tweet nothing? Because that's how I read this.
That's how I do, too. And I think if any one of them is listening, which they probably are, they need to either put back the buses down in the downtown core and bring back the drivers.
What buses, Julie? We sold the buses. We don't have
the buses. That's right.
We don't
have the buses that worked in the snow. You know, it's so stupid.
Go get school buses or something. There's got to be school buses that aren't running 24/7. That surely, you know, we've got qualified drivers who could be driving. You know, put a sign on it. OC Transpo replacement. I don't care at this point. But anyway, packing them in. Like, Julie, I'm glad to hear. I can hear anger in your voice. I'm happy to hear the anger in your voice, because I think you're one of the first people I've heard very, very upset about this in a long, long time. Now, you are a public servant. You do have to get downtown beginning next week for a couple of days. Will you be taking public transit, Julie?
Well, I'm signing up for paratranspo, so a little different, but yes.
Oh, God, I wish you luck, because I hear that's an even bigger nightmare.
That's right. So,
Godspeed, Julie.
It's a different ball game.
Godspeed to you.
Okay.
Thank you very much. It's your call, 613-604-6464. Let's get to some of your comments before we wrap things up. The money for this cannot be infinite, says Anne. Agreed. You know, like, you don't just, if you're building a snow fort and the snow fort keeps caving in on itself, you don't keep building the snow fort. You find ways for it to stay standing up, and then you keep building the snow fort. Stop the train right now. And I can't be the only person thinking along those lines. Stop. Stop. Fix what's there, and then we'll worry about stage two. And if it takes us a year or two to delay it, fine. I'd rather that than have the entire city, east to west, and every point in between, dealing with this absolute crap. It's a shit show. Craig says, Mark, referring to Mark Sutcliffe, did say the other day on CTV he would like to get the LRT to a reliable position and is quite ready to do whatever is necessary. Craig, in fairness, I did say I didn't see him on TV, but I was made aware last night that, in fact, he has been on CTV. And I'm sure he's been a couple of other places, too. Certainly made a couple of comments in newspapers. But by and large, it's been awfully quiet. I'm not seeing him use his social media feed is my concern. That's just how I'm communicating, and I think it's how a lot of, especially Ottawa U students who I saw out there last night, they're not watching CTV. You know why they're not watching CTV? Well, for a couple of reasons, but mostly, Craig, because they're standing on a bloody sidewalk for 3 hours trying to get home. So the only thing they have access to is their social media. Ann says, I know that the mayor and councillors are not experts and engineers, but it is their job to get answers and information to the public. 100%. Look, I'm not expecting them to offer me an answer right now. I just want to have some sort of confidence and be made aware that I'm here, I see it, I'm angry, I'm working, we're going to find some path forward through this. I'm not seeing that. What I'm seeking in is leadership. I'm not seeing any damn leadership here. And from someone like Mark Sutcliffe, who I consider to be a leader, I'm very, very, very upset about it. Another Ann says, I really admired Marty Carr, new counselor, for actually getting on the transit system to see how bad it actually is. I'm glad to hear that, too. And goes on to say that they heard Marty Carr on another radio station and another radio show that I don't need to promote. But that's good. Okay, so somebody's saying something somewhere. Good. All right. Not aware of Marty Carr, but thank you for bringing that to my attention. Let's see. Extended vacations for these counselors should be no excuse. How about they doing a quick Twitter or Facebook message, as you said, John? Look, I don't think it's an extended vacation, Chrissy. I think for some reason, you know, when you do a bit of a deep dive, and I only looked at, you know, 6 or 7 counselors and the mayor, that they're not saying anything kind of leads me to believe, because wasn't this kind of the determination, you know, from the report that we got, that there was a lot of insiders at City Hall, a lot of Team Jim Watson people, a lot of councilors left out of the loop unless they were pretty close to the mayor. They had information that they didn't share with everybody and that they didn't share with all the councilors. And isn't that kind of the thing that alarmed us most, was that, you know, like, there was just nothing being said and it was being hush-hushed. And okay, we've got a new council now. By and large, there are some who have been there before. But by and large, we have a lot of fresh faces on council. And one of the things about that that kind of excited me or gave me some sense of optimism was that, okay, the old guard, the old boys network, if you will, boys and girls club, sorry, not that kind of boys and girls club, you know, they're gone. Maybe we're past that. But the amount of silence I'm getting on this leads me to believe that somebody somewhere is kind of running the show saying, all right, y'all, here's the plan. You know and I know what's going on here, but let's not actually take time and tell the public. We need to hold back on this. No. I'm not saying that's what's happening, but that's how it's coming across to me. That's how I'm interpreting it when I do, you know, even a semi-deep dive, clicking away on just 5 or 6 city councilors and the mayor's social media feeds. What's, like, tell me something. Tell me you see it. Tell me you're there. Look some of the students that I saw outside Ottawa University yesterday in the eye and say, this is why I ran. I'm going to fix this. I don't know how. I don't know when. But as soon as I'm done here, I'm going to talk to this person, this person, this person. And here are the questions I'm going to ask. And here are the solutions I want to get to. I'm not seeing that. I'm not hearing that. It is a complete lack of leadership. And it is a complete slap in the face to you and I who paid for this thing and use this thing and rely on this thing. We deserve better. And why you're not angrier, why you don't have the same tone in your voice when it comes to this that Julie does, enough. Put the damn brakes on this thing. Get it fixed. Get it to a point where a little bit of snow and a little bit of ice is not too much for us to handle. Couple more comments. Craig says, exactly, John. We all just want to see the light is at the end of this ridiculously long tunnel. Craig, and I'm not expecting miracles, not 2 months in, but give me some glimmer of hope. Change the language. I put up with year after year after year of silence from City Hall. I voted for something other than silence. Give me the something other than silence. Greg says, I would have preferred to see Mark out front of this issue being visible, etc. So far, he's been too quiet. He's outside a nail salon, Craig. Which, look, is part of a mayor's duties, ribbon cuttings, etc. And we need, and listen, I'm an entrepreneur too. We need small businesses. And yes, when a small business opens, we should celebrate the hell out of that. And if the mayor's invited to do the ribbon cutting, great. But that's the last thing on his Twitter feed. We've had 6 days of an LRT that's been inoperable and nothing? Come on, that's inexcusable. Mark, I say that to you with all due respect. I love you, man. I think the world of you. But not tweeting, not talking, not taking to social media to try and just create some sort of sense of calm. That's just, it's not sitting well with me, Mark, for one. And based on the comments I'm receiving today on the show, it's not sitting well with a lot of folks. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for sharing your thoughts. Thank you for making this your call.